Atypical Artists and Lillian Holman present Greenhouse. Letter 19. Much like I felt during Emma.
Dear Rose, I thought I'd gotten over being nervous about writing you letters, but it took me all the way up until the Trey Bakes episode of season 2 before I felt confident enough to pick up my pen again. Much like binge watching, I'm about to do something I've never done before. You see, I read your pilot. Before you get all nervous, by the way, I loved it. To be fair, that was kind of a given because you're brilliant, but that's not what rattled me. What rattled me was the way it made me feel. It wasn't what I expected from a sitcom since I wasn't really focused on the jokes. Instead, much like I felt during Emma and most romance novels I read, I realized that all I wanted was for the two friends to end up together. They were just so happy together and I wanted to break through the fourth wall to scream at them to get their act together and kiss already. Then I remembered the two main characters were us, and, well, I haven't been sleeping too well since. Before I go farther, I just want you to know that if I'm going too far or if this is light years beyond what you intended, you can burn this letter and we can never speak of it. I have been known to overestimate relationships in the past. The greatest gift to me in that situation would be for you to pretend I never sent it and go back to normal. But I do understand that could be impossible, so know that I respect whatever your reaction is. You just have always been honest with me, and I feel like you deserve my honesty as well, especially since the accident. Not that you didn't before. Also, while my stomach hurts writing this, I can't imagine it hurts worse than yours felt as you fought battles in your own brain chemistry just to make sure I was okay. I'm also sorry if this is like the worst way to say all of this. It definitely feels awkward and clumsy and wrong, and I just don't know how else to do it. So here we are. I did almost say nothing. As I mentioned, I'm used to reading lots of things into lots of things. But then I remembered from English 101 that the writer shapes the experience with intention, and I thought maybe, just maybe, you wanted me to feel those things. I just never imagined you thought of me like that. I barely even thought you liked me before the whole hospital thing. You are so exceptionally cool, and I feel like I'm always just trying to keep up with you. If you loved me, I thought it was like you loved a little sister who has annoyed you all your life, but, you know, you're stuck with her. I know you said different things in your letters lately, but I'm stuck in bed. Some evil man just told his small audience that I was pathetic and desperate and only capable of friendships that are contractually obligated. It would be cruel to be anything but nice to me. I guess it was reading the Aurora character that changed my mind. You didn't paint her like an annoying little sister. You made her so good and kind and funny. She keeps up with Ruby and seems to make her life better rather than worse. Do I really make that much of a difference in your life? Or are you just being nice again? I want to make you that happy and help you remember how wonderful life can be. I just thought you didn't need me for that, or that someone else would do a better job. I know I'm being horribly cruel about myself, but you have to understand that even the potential that this could be true is turning my world upside down, and I guess that means that, well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I love you. I love you no matter how you respond to this. I love you even if we're just friends because, you know what? As ridiculously sexy as you are, and no matter how much I've realized that I want to kiss those fantastic lips along with hearing them complain more about the lack of character development, I love you more than that. I love you in the way that makes me want to have you around always so I can make sure that your lows don't stay lows and your highs just get higher. I need that smile for me to feel like everything is right and for you to laugh at my corny stories. Those needs don't go away if we're just friends, but, oh gosh, wouldn't it be fun to be more than that? You don't need to answer right away. Part of me wants to rip this up right now and blame the painkillers. But this feels right. Also, my mom just shouted at me to tell you to tell your brother that 3 different types of cookies are on the way and she's working on a banana bread loaf, so I guess real life doesn't stop when you're trying to share your feelings. Say hi to Ryan and Emily for me and tell me all about the baby when she arrives. But, you know, maybe address the rest of this letter first, because there is not enough bake-off in the world to keep me calm during this wait. Love, and I really mean it, Abby. P.S. If this is Emma and you are Knightley, Annie is 100% Churchill. Pretty, but vain, and not a whole lot of substance. She is a good party planner, though.
Greenhouse is a production of Atypical Artists. It was written, directed, and edited by Lillian Holman. The voice of Abigail Adams is Helen Highfield. The show art was designed by Emily Chen. Greenhouse is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Lillian Holman.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.